Years ago, sitting in a dim booth at a local steakhouse, I first pitched to my wife an audacious idea I'd been developing. Taking an epic fantasy world, and then expanding it through different eras into the future. I'd seen mashups of fantasy and science fiction before, and I'd seen epic fantasy inch toward industrial technology. But I'd never seen an author develop a world in quite this way, giving an expansive view of a planet moving into the future, using the lore of earlier book series as the foundation of religion and myth. It was a gamble. Readers tended to like their genres well delineated. Here, I was pitching something that broke apart those genre lines in ways that historically did not sell well. Yet I was convinced that the larger scale project, the vision of a planet and its magic throughout various eras, was worth the risk. That brings us here to the final book of Era 2 of Mistborn and my grand experiment with genre. Whether I've been successful or not so far is up to you, the reader. But I can say this. I certainly wouldn't have gotten where I am without the help of a large number of people. I know these acknowledgments are a bit of a blur of names, but I'm so grateful to each and every one of them. These are the people who, when I come up with some new audacious plan, don't roll their eyes, they instead roll up their sleeves and make it happen. For this book, Joshua Bilmes did his usual excellent job as my agent. On his team, Susan Velasquez and Christina Zobel were also a great deal of help managing all the different overseas contracts and sub-agents. Speaking of across the pond, I had some extra special help from Gillian Redfern on this book. She's my UK editor, and took the lead on this book performing the line edit work that often is shouldered by the US publisher. She did a fantastic job, and I'm lucky to have her help. In addition, I'd like to thank Emad Akhtar and Brendan Durkin at Gollancz in the UK, as well as my UK agents, John Berline and Stevie Finnegan at the Zeno Agency. Over in the US, Davy Pillai was the lead editor on this project, offering her excellent editorial eye for story and character, as she always does. Also at Tor, I'd like to thank Molly McGee, Tessa Villanueva, Lucille Retino, Eileen Lawrence, Alexis Sarela, Heather Saunders, Rafal Gibek, Felipe Cruz, Amelie Little, and Haley Joswiak. The copy editor was our longtime collaborator in that field, Terry McGarry. As for the audiobook, the irreplaceable Michael Kramer is once again giving voice to my characters and making me sound good. I appreciate you, Michael. Thank you for all you do. At Macmillan Audio, I'd like to thank Steve Wagner, Samantha Edelson, and Drew Kilman. Increasingly these days, my books take a ton of extra work in the art department. So we'll give these gunslingers their own section, even though some of them could overlap with other sections. For instance, Peter Luchin is Tor's art director and deserves a hearty thanks. Chris McGrath did our jacket illustration. My internal art director at Dragonsteel is the symbol line bisecting downward arrow, less than sign, the artist formerly known as Isaac Stewart. He did the maps, symbols, and a lot of the work, including the writing, on the broadsheets. Keep an eye out for the books by the symbol line bisecting downward arrow, less than sign, in the future. Yes, I did just make up that whole symbol thing. I can do that. I have a literary license. Our good friend and longtime collaborator, Ben McSweeney, did most of the art you find in the broadsheets. Rachel Lynn Buchanan was our art assistant, and Jennifer Neal provided some additional help in creating the broadsheets. In my company, Dragonsteel, our in-house editorial department is headed by the insatiable Peter Alstrom, with Karen Alstrom running continuity, and various additional editorial help being provided by Betsy Alstrom. And Christy S. Gilbert has just come on as our production editor. Dragonsteel's fulfillment and events team is headed by Kara Stewart, and that team includes Christy Jacobson, Lex Wilhite, Kellen Newman, Mem Grange, Michael Bateman, Joy Allen, Katie Ives, Richard Rubert, Sean Van Buskirk, Isabel Chrisman, Tori Meacham, Ali Reap, Jacob Chrisman, Alex Lyon, and Owen Knowlton. Our in-house publicity and marketing team is headed by Adam Horn, with Jeremy Palmer as our marketing director. Our operations team is headed by Matt, my name is actually Matt with two T's, Hatch, with Jane Horn, Emma Tan Stoker, Kathleen Dorsey Sanderson, McKenna Saluone, and Hazel Cummings. And of course, my wonderful wife, Emily Sanderson, is our COO at Dragonsteel, and is the cutest person on this list. Less cute, but still very helpful, are the members of the writing group. On this book, they include Kaylin Zobel, Peter Alstrom, Karen Alstrom, Alan Layton, Eric James Stone, Darcy Stone, Kathleen Dorsey Sanderson, Emily Sanderson, and Ben Rick Stranger Olson. Also, of course, there is Ethan Skarsted, to whom this book is dedicated. The real-life inspiration for Scar from Bridge 4, Ethan has been helping me get my soldiering and gunplay right for some 20 years now. Many thanks, Ethan, for helping me pretend I know what I'm talking about. Michelle Walker created our beta reader feedback database, which was super useful. The beta readers included Trey Cooper, Tim Challoner, Ted Herman, Suzanne Musin, Sumeja Muratajic Tadic, Paige Phillips, Shannon Nelson, Sean Van Buskirk, Ross Newbury, Rosemary Williams, Richard Fife, Rahul Pantula, Poonam Desai, Philip Vorwaller, Paige Vest, Michelle Walker, Megan Kahn, Matt Weens, Mark Axes Lindberg, Marnie Peterson, Lindsay Luther, Linnea Lindstrom, Lauren McCaffrey, Kendra Wilson, Kendra Alexander, Kellen Newman, Kalyane Paluri, Joy Allen, Joshua Harkey, Jory Chief Chickenhead Scratcher Phillips, Jesse Lake, Jessica Ashcraft, Jennifer Neal, Ian McNatt, Chris Gunner McGrath, Gary Singer, Frankie Jerome, Evgeny Argent Kirilov, Erica Kuta Marler, Eric Lake, Drew McCaffrey, Deanna Covell Whitney, David Fallon, David Behrens, Darcy Cole, Craig Hanks, Christina Goodman, Christopher Cottingham, Hannah Oshira Block, Brian T. Hill, Brandon Cole, Lingting Botanica Xu, Bob Klutz, Ben Merrow, Becca Reppert, Bao Pham, Anthony Acker, Alex Hoag, Alice Arneson, Alexis Horizon, Aaron Biggs, Joe Deerduff, Rob West, and Jaden King. Gamma readers included many of the above, plus Sam Baskin, Glenn Bogelar, Dale Weens, Billy Todd, Ari Kufer, Matthew Sorensen, Ram Shoham, Eliyahu Berlowitz-Levin, and Aaron Ford. We got some detailed help from a particular group on this book, people who I have asked to keep an eye on my magic systems and offer feedback on where I might need more explanations or might be in danger of contradicting myself. We're calling them our Magic System Continuity Team, but I'm officially dubbing them Arcanists going forward. They are Joshua Harkey, Eric Lake, Evgeny Kirilov, David Behrens, Ian McNatt, and Ben Merrow. I would like to extend a special thanks to my good friends Kalyane and Rahul, longtime beta readers, who have been encouraging me for years to look into Indian mythology and lore for inspiration for fantasy storytelling. They provided excellent consultation in this book on a certain character who the three of us worked on together to try to expand the Cosmere a little bit in this direction. Thank you to everyone on this list, and of course, to the readers. Mistborn has been a strange journey these last 16 years, and I feel it's about to get even stranger, as well as, with a little lark, even more incredible.